We begin with behaviorism, and it was a theory of learning that was very influential in the 1940s and 50s, Pavlov and the dog. An influential psychologist at this time was B.F. Skinner, and their hypothesis was that when children imitated the language produced by those around them, and that they then received positive encouragement, positive reinforcement, such as praise or just the fact that they were successful in their communication, this meant that children would continue to imitate and practice those sounds and patterns of language use until they formed correct habits. So there was an emphasis on quality and quantity, and regarding the consistency of reinforcement, positive reinforcement. So much emphasis here, in this theoretical position, is placed on the environment. Now, behavioralism offers a reasonable way of explaining how children acquire language, at least at an early stage. However, there is what is known as the logical problem. And that logical problem is that, well, we can use and understand much more language than that which we were exposed to as children. How can we explain for this? So, nowadays it's generally agreed that classical behaviorism isn't satisfactory enough to explain language acquisition because of the incredibly complex grammar and such that children acquire and learn, which they're not necessarily exposed to from their parents.